My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom, welcome back.
Well, great. Thanks for having me back on your show. Probably a lot to cover since I've been on last time. But, you know, the first thing that you mentioned was exactly that about yesterday. I voted no, but it was go out for proposals to provide vehicles to go around Montgomery County, register voters, do ballot harvesting. You know, if people send in mail-in ballots that are inaccurate, I mean, we have a whole infrastructure where we contact the voter and tell them that there's been an issue with your ballot, you got to come in and fix it or whatever. But his whole idea is to not to worry, we're going to drive to your house, and we're also going to use this to do voter registration and so on and so on. And I actually used the concept of, you know, the ice cream truck voter services vehicle that we're going to be sending around Montgomery County. Of course, I voted no to proceed forward.
Well, thank you. Dan, get that official transcript. I want to see that in the record. We made it into Montgomery County. So, also, this guy is Mr. Dropbox. How many Dropboxes are potentially proposed for Montgomery County?
Well, that was the other thing that I voted no on. The actual line item was, it was all encapsulated of Dropbox maintenance and so on, and new Dropbox covers. And then it was also in there as additional Dropboxes. So there's not a number proposed as of yet. But, you know, we already have 12 throughout Montgomery County, and the idea is that instead of us moving a direction like a lot of counties in Pennsylvania that are removing their drop boxes, they're looking at potentially adding more, and it could be another 12-plus drop boxes around Montgomery County, which I think is totally ridiculous. So I asked, well, if we're going to do this logistical study, I'd also like to get a map of where are the 600 mailboxes that are already in Montgomery County that are also used to mail your mail and send your ballot back. We went to 24/7 drop boxes, unguarded, like there's nobody actually monitoring the drop boxes other than the video cameras that we have on them. We had people, residents come in that witnessed people dropping off multiple ballots, which we didn't do anything with, other than the conclusion was it was probably a spouse or family member's ballot. So I have a lot of concerns with the current drop boxes, and I would have you know, tremendous concerns as we add more drop boxes. Then we have satellite offices that I went to, that I visited, that, you know, that I have a lot of concerns with as well. I mean, there's just so much, and you know, election integrity is extremely important, and this is the battle that I'm fighting. I'm the one that said that I'd like to see cell signal blockers, you know, where in central processing and all that, where all this, all the ballot is being counted and all that, because there is concern about, you know, is this equipment have cell signals? This was one of the things that was brought up from the 2020 election. And I'm like, well, nobody can answer my question of, do we know that they don't have cellular devices with inside the boxes? And I get a dumb look on their faces. So I said, well, then fine. To alleviate that, then let's put cell signal blockers on the boxes.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. That's rational. Now, Tom, you mentioned, too, the Trump integrity team. So you're only one commissioner there. You're in a place. It's heavily gung-ho on doing whatever they want. So are the Trump people going to help you?
So that's a great question. We are in communication. We are talking with the Trump integrity team. We're monitoring all this, everything that's going on. His legal team is looking at things as well. So the good news is that I'm not in this alone. I have contacted and working with them. So we'll see where it goes. I'm glad that the Trump team, the Trump campaign, has built this election integrity team throughout, not only through Pennsylvania, but across the country. So, yes, I am in contact and working with them.
That's good to know, then. The satellite office, the problem I have is I think it's a polling place. Wherever you can go and you're going to be putting ballots in or doing something with ballots is a polling place. So we ought to be able to watch it. But here's a more important thing, Tom. You mentioned something where listeners are. The listeners now have been educated on this. They're more concerned with the counting places, the chain of custody, and watching that. So what do you have in mind to ensure where the votes are counted, there's going to be monitoring?
So, great question. One of the things that I've been proposing, and we're hopefully working out the kinks, is that I said, well, first off, there's nothing in Act 77 that requires or promotes people that have watcher certificates being corralled in a location behind plexiglass. That was COVID. We're past COVID. Those people have the right to have better access or more access to that, where the ballots are being opened and counted. So one of the things I proposed was that at least have the ability of four people from each party have full access to be able to walk around during the entire process, during the entire count, because with the new, I believe it's Act 88, requires once you start counting, you can't stop. So we're going to be counting, we're going to start counting 7 a.m. on election day, and we're going to count all the way through until all the ballots are counted.
That is the most critical thing we want to hear, Tom. You know that. Our listeners, know, if you stop the ballot count, wherever they do that, that is a signal to us that is unacceptable. But go ahead.
Well, no, so you're 100% right. And so I'm pushing to have the ability so we have a controlled environment where so people feel comfortable or safe as well, but we would have at least four people from each party at any given time having full access to walk around and completely monitor everything that's occurring throughout the entire, it's really going to be overnight. I mean, continuous from 7 a.m. on election day till whenever all the ballots are counted. So that's another thing that I'm pushing. So if my whole goal is to have eyes everywhere so people have that comfort level as well.
Tom, great stuff. Please keep us in the loop. Let us know what happens next.
I absolutely will. I'll keep you in the loop and updated on what's going on. And anything else I hear, I'll definitely will reach out.
Thank you, Tom.
Tom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.